The food crisis in the Horn of Africa is escalating, with 12 million people in Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and Uganda requiring emergency assistance. FAO's Food Security and Nutrition Analysis Unit for Somalia and USAID's Famine Early Warning Systems Network announced in Nairobi this week that the famine has struck three new areas of southern Somalia, Balkad and Kadale districts of Middle Shabale, the Afgoye Corridor IDP settlement, and the Mogadishu IDP community. South Somalia's three new famine areas joined the Bakool Zone and the Lower Shabelle region, which were declared famine-struck on July 20, 2011. Famine indicators include death rates exceeding 2 deaths per 10,000 people per day and acute malnutrition rates in excess of 30%. All other regions of southern Somalia are in the grip of a humanitarian emergency which has caused thousands of deaths. The emergency is part of a wider drought and conflict-induced crisis in the Horn of Africa that threatens the lives and livelihoods of some 12.4 million people in Somalia, Djibouti, Ethiopia, and Kenya, and millions more in neighboring countries. Famine is expected to spread across all regions of the south in the upcoming 4 to 6 weeks and is likely to persist until at least December 2011. Over the past year, the region has faced two poor rainy seasons, resulting in one of the driest years since 1950 and 51. The situation has been exacerbated by high local cereal prices, excessive livestock mortality, conflict, and restricted humanitarian access in some areas. According to FAO, continued efforts to implement an immediate large-scale and comprehensive response are needed. In Somalia, 3.7 million people are in crisis, with 3.2 million people in need of immediate life-saving assistance, 2.8 million in the south. FAO is seeking funds to protect the most vulnerable households in Somalia, with a mix of interventions designed to save lives and livelihoods in the short term and build food security over the longer haul. Short-term measures include seeds, inputs, and tools distributions for the October dire planting season, support to animal health through provisions of drugs, vaccines, and training, and food-for-work programs and cash transfers. Building resilience in the agricultural sector will be a core survival strategy for the region in the long run. About 80% of the people in the Horn of Africa rely on agriculture as their main source of food and income. FAO will focus its interventions on the Horn of Africa on increasing access to water resources by rehabilitating and constructing water points, providing vital agricultural inputs such as drought-tolerant seeds, animal feed, fodder, and water for livestock, including through innovative voucher and other market-based mechanisms, using cash transfers to mitigate the rising prices of staple foods and to protect against the distressed sales of productive assets, and providing immediate relief through cash-for-work activities. Protecting an essential foundation of livelihood assets through plant and animal pest and disease surveillance and control. Improving community water management practices and training farmers on enhanced dryland crop and livestock production systems. And investing in post-crisis early recovery to restore livelihoods and strengthen households' resilience to future shocks. For further information on economic and social rights, you can visit Equipo Niscor's related webpages. This information has been provided by FAO Media Center. This program has been prepared and produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on August 8, 2011.